I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA San Francisco studios. Nice to have you with us, wherever you might happen to be listening in this great land of ours and so foreign lands. The sun never sets upon... Just kidding. Come on, man. The sun never sets upon the Sports Byline Network, first and foremost, because we're proud and privileged to be on the American Forces Radio Network. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea, wherever you are. Thanks for joining us. And, of course, we'll talk sports on these networks as well. We know who the Super Bowl participants are going to be for Super Bowl 57 with the Chiefs and the Eagles. But for this hour, it's video game talk. We only get to do it an hour a week, man. Come on, man. You know I'm good for it. Just give me a hit. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Neophytes, newbies, hardcore gamers, medium gamers, whatever you want. You know, talk questions, comments, or concerns. It's not just sports games. All video games. We've been doing this show almost 20 years, so come on in and get heard. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app. We stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Use that address to win the video game. I give away a brand new game every show at 40 after, so just over a half hour. Also, the cheat code request at the end of the show, rick@sportsbyline.com. Sportsbyline.com, click listen live to hear the shows. SB Nation Live, click live to hear the shows there as well. On the SB Nation Network out of Houston, Texas. Also around the continental U.S. and Canada and Mexico on Sirius 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick Channel. Where are my truckers at with their white line fever? Come on in that way as well. And then on your television sets, on cable, CRN Digital Plus 2, the Cable Radio Network Channel 2, and for your cable provider as well. So I'll tell you what's new this week. Also, we'll get into some of the news, all that and more, a game, a cheat code, you call me, we'll talk video games, so come on back.
Are you like me? You have health insurance, but you don't have dental insurance. Do you need to get to the dentist right away? Maybe you need an implant or some other major service. Well, I found a dental insurance plan that's just right for you. It's called Spirit Dental. Spirit Dental offers a $100 lifetime deductible, a huge network of dentists. And here's the best part. There's no waiting periods. Yeah, that means you can call right now and have real dental insurance for you and your family tomorrow and get that immediate coverage you want. Spirit Dental has plans for just a few dollars a day, up to $5,000 annual maximum, and coverage for implants. Whatever age you are, the dental insurance you need is a free phone call away. Now don't wait, and be sure to ask about Spirit's vision plan. Here's the number, 800-634-0482, 800-634-0482. That's 800-634-0482. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back via store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/25. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I am Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us. Come on in, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, something like that. All right. Welcome to the Video Game Review. As I said, you can chime in. No interviews this week, so you're my guest, be my guest, and all that other great stuff. What have you been playing this weekend? Has anything been captivating you? Are you a free agent? Are you in a relationship with a game? That type of stuff. 1-800-878-PLAY. We are here from you. I'm going to go to the mailbag straight up, rick@sportsbyline.com. And this email here is from Beth. Beth said, Rick, I've heard about a lot of different art styles in video games. What is Okami? Well, I think it is, and by the way, rick@sportsbyline.com, thanks for the email, Beth. It is very interesting how much Okami has remained in the public eye. Just when you think about it, it's been over a decade since we've had a proper sequel to the game, Okami. But that was just a classic ink wash paintings, which originated in China and then became popular all across Asia. And so it's bold brush strokes and, you know, a lot of eye-catching splashes of color that stand out with black ink is all it is. But there are, you know, you bring up a good topic, maybe indirectly, about why Okami never got a sequel. And there are a lot of great games that scored over a 9 on Metacritic that never got a sequel. Do you remember Journey? Before almost every developer was trying to make their own multiplayer modes unique, Journey found a way to make co-op play really cool because you would trek across the game and the players would run into each other anywhere in this world. And you could help each other without saying a word. But yes, Okami, that was Hideki Kamiya. And he directed Bayonetta, Devil May Cry. But Okami was sort of, I think, his opus when you talk about the traditional Japanese art. And when you think about just the added feature of the paintbrush to solve puzzles, it was one of those games that didn't sell well, but had critical praise. And so you say, okay, well, that's why it never had a sequel. It's like, yeah, everybody loved it, but nobody wanted to play it. I want to say nobody. But sometimes games are so good that they don't need sequels, you know? And I know that's an easy cop-out thing to say, but anyway, not just Okami, Shadow of the Colossus, what was that, 1991? One of the first really open-world games, and just the vast emptiness of the play and the huge bosses, and you would see maybe birds, lizards, or something like that, but the objective building and building with each slain colossus until the conclusion. And, you know, on the PS4, that was one of those games that really took the muscle of the graphics engine. Remember the PS4, what was the catchphrase? It only does everything. Yeah. Eternal Darkness, Sanity's Requiem. That was developed by Silicon Knights, which no longer exists, Knights with a K. But that was a GameCube game, one of the few psych thrills on there. And it's not jump scares. It's not really gross, violent stuff as well. But it did freak you out. And one guy's head did pop right off, if I remember right. And then the game will act like the memory card was corrupted and deleted every time, which is pretty interesting, real scare as well. Do you remember Braid? Braid was a platformer, and the puzzles were built around time, which is a cool enough concept on its own. But then the narrative told the tale that tried to give you the intentions. And this is, It was a small studio that made it, but it never really got to the fore. Vagrant Story, standalone title, and Avalis is in the same setting as Final Fantasy Tactics and Final Fantasy XII. It's difficult to see too many connections. There aren't too many spin-offs, but this game is completely different. Vagrant Story was a dungeon crawler with pretty impressive 3D graphics. And the combat was pretty unique. There was a lot of rhythmic inputs instead of just turn-based. I know a lot of people really like Grim Fandango, which was one of the top games in the 90s. And I think a lot of people had trouble getting into that game, like me. But, you know, you think about that era of adventure games, that game sold very slowly. And Grim Fandango has been put on other platforms and ported out. But you remember Celeste? That was the game from the same people who brought us Towerfall Ascension. And instead of just a party game about shooting players with arrows, Celeste made you navigate the top of a mountain. And you had this mid-air dash. But that was another game that got awesome reviews. No sequel. Ico, I kind of think of it in the same vein as Shadow of the Colossus. But that was a pretty interesting spectacle in the early days of the PS2 about what that could do. I remember the PS2. I remember I went to a party in San Francisco showing the PS2, it's coming soon. And I remember watching some graphics. I was like, oh my gosh, it's amazing. I cannot believe what the PlayStation 2 can do. Oh, so good, so great. Well, Ico, which was top down, well, kind of three quarters, but you escorted a princess through a lot of environments and you solve some puzzles along the way, and you can't communicate with anyone until a second playthrough. But, you know, I think just like Argo, in Shadow of the Colossus, you sort of grow that bond through the player, as it was. And look, you could say also the number one game that needed a sequel was Bloodborne. And look, they did make subtle change from Dark Souls, and you could say, look, Elden Ring is the sequel, which I accept that as well, or Sekiro, but it's not a proper sequel. If you think about Bloodborne's time, Bloodborne's firearms, and what you went through in that game, and that's From Software, of course. And that was a PS4 title back in 2015, and From Software, and then published by Sony. But I think Bloodborne was my favorite of all those From Software games. And just the anxiety of the boss. Not at your welding job, Maynard. I'm talking about just knowing you weren't going to go through. You had to like study all the nuances of what a boss was going to do just to defeat it. And Bloodborne brought that out as well. But anyway, thank you for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. We'll get to some more as well. We'll take a quick commercial break and come on back on the video game review.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show, 1-800-878-PLAY. It's the Video Game Review with Rick Tittle. That's me, you're you, I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not. What is going on? 1-800-878-PLAY, that's it. All right, concentrate, Rick, concentrate. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game. I'll also tell you what's new on shelves. That's right. There are always new games coming out. And that's also a good thing too, because then the top shelf, the Louis the 14th, I don't know about that, but it's going down. that means maybe a reduction in price. I actually think that's how it works. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. All right, I think we got it, Rick. I think we got it. Okay. There is a story out of Japan, funnily enough, about video games. I know, what are the odds? And apparently some pet fish playing on the Nintendo Switch. What? Did you say pet fish? Yeah, stick with me here, if you would. They actually ran up a guy's credit card bill. So, there's a YouTuber known as Mutikamaru, and he's a very popular gaming channel, and he has some Tetras, neon Tetras, that he allows to play video games, and he installed very, very, very sophisticated motion detection tracking software in his tanks, which then he says enables his fish to then control a Nintendo Switch. But the technology and the fish's apparent mastery of it led to some unexpected turn of events while Mutikamaru was live streaming a game of Pokemon. Because he stepped away for a break, he was AFK, away from keyboard, and the game crashed. It was a system error. The console returned to the home screen, but the fish kept swimming, as they do, and they continued to control remotely from their tank, and that happened for 7 hours. And in that time, the fish reportedly managed to change the name of their owner's Switch account. They logged into the Nintendo store. They bought games. They also managed to check the legal terms and conditions, downloaded a new avatar, set up a PayPal account for the Switch, and then sent out an email in the process talking about videoing a live stream as well. But things did not end there, because the fish then added 500 yen, which is about 4 good old American US dollars here. Why would you ever want to leave America and everything you got right here? 500 yen to Mutikamaru's Switch account from his credit card, and it exposed his credit card number in the process. And so by this point, thousands of comments were streaming in as viewers were watching this unintended takeover being live streamed. And then it went viral, and thousands of Japanese users on Twitter there shared their amusement, and now it's come to America. We've seen it. Mutikamaru said that he contacted Nintendo to explain what happened and asked for a refund of his 500 yen. Do you need to ask for a refund of $4? I mean, you don't want to throw $4 away, but apparently he wanted a refund. And Nintendo has declined to comment, saying these are all issues of customer confidentiality. Fair enough. It's pretty good when you think about it. It really is. But it's not so much that the fish knew what they were doing. In fact, it's none of that. Okay? But what it is it's AI gone wild. But this isn't even AI where the fish are figuring it out. But when you give so much control over to the random meanderings of fish in a tank, and you set it up like that, I'm surprised that these fish didn't get the nuclear codes. I'm surprised that they didn't go to your registrar at your college and drop all your classes for you, and you find out at the end of the semester and you get no credit. I'm surprised it didn't purchase a Tesla for someone. I'm surprised it didn't just order you flat out a couple of pepperoni pizzas over to the house. Right. So I was talking to somebody the other day who had something interesting to say. And he said, what if the robots decide to kill all of us? Now, this person was 9 years old, but you probably didn't know that when I said that, did you? You probably thought it sounded like the stream of consciousness from somebody who was maybe, I don't know, dumb. But when you're nine, it's a fair question to ask. And then is it a fair question for us to ask as well? I don't want to get too much into metaphysics right now and bring in Rene Descartes or anyone else. But still, the whole process of having AI is to have it be in control. This was a guy who set up something where the fish could swim and just stuff would happen. All right. 1-800-878-PLAY. Emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. This one is from James. James is writing in from Henderson, Nevada. Probably listening on the great KSHP down there where I am in Vegas. Rick, what is your most anticipated game of the year? Oh, thank you for asking. Look, we saw some pretty big ones this last year. God of War, Ragnarok, Horizon Forbidden West, and Tunic and Stray. But the biggest one, no doubt, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. No, it's Elden Ring. That was the biggest one. And 2023 is going to be a banner year. If you think about all the games that were started during the pandemic, they're about to come out this year. Usually takes about 2 years. And right out of the gate, Fire Emblem Engage, that came out on January 20th. And we've already seen just this week Square Enix's Forspoken and a remake of Dead Space from Motive Studio. And so if you think about sequels to Star Wars Jedi Survivor, Dead Island 2, Street Fighter 6, which is going to be part of esports, and we're going to have the first mainline Diablo game in over 10 years, Hades 2, there's going to be a next-gen PlayStation VR coming out as well. I always think it's funny when people say, oh, it's a good time to be a gamer. When is it not a good time to be a gamer? But to answer your question about what for me is the one I'm looking most forward to, it is Starfield for sure. It's a Bethesda game. It's Elder Scrolls, Fallout, all that stuff, but in outer space. To me, it's No Man's Sky and Skyrim put together. Hey, Sky's in both. The only thing that stinks for me is I think this is going to be a Microsoft exclusive. Well, I don't think it. That's what it is right now. It's going to be Xbox, and I'm a PS5 guy. But not forever. I just wish it would launch. But it's uncharted territory for, even though this developer has made huge, massive, engaging worlds, they promise over 1,000 planets to explore. Now, in No Man's Sky, they were generally processed as you landed on them through noise. And you can make noise, make little bumpy mountains and stuff. So the planets didn't appear until you landed on them. And then they were basically drawn right in front of you. It was pretty genius. these will be ready to go. They'll be actually drawn up and out in the sky. And the people calling it Skyrim in space for the elevator pitch, yes. Why wouldn't I be excited about that? So yeah, Starfield, which is going to be, as I mentioned, just PC and Xbox, which stinks, which means I'm going to have to get it on Steam because I'm not going to be able to sit around and wait for it to get to the PS5. And will this sell more Xboxes? Oh, it'll sell a few one way or the other. It took me almost 2 years to get my PS5 until I finally got it a few months ago. And I just wonder how many people are still out there. I had to get on the list for Amazon, and then Amazon said, we'll invite you and you'll have 2 days to reply to this email. And I don't know, probably 6 months I was on that list. And then one day I got invited to both. It's like, do you want the Xbox Series X or S, or do you want the PS5 digital or disc? It was a hard choice. No, it wasn't. I went with the PS5. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. We'll give a game away. We'll continue the conversation. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show, the Video Game Review. Nice to have you with us. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get in and get heard, girl. All right, well, it's 40 after. This means it's time for us to give away the brand new game. Yeah, that's right. The way you win it is just by sending the correct answer to a very simple question I'm going to ask you to rick@sportsbyline.com. Very, very simple question. And first, I got to give you the name of the game. The name of the game is Shoulders of Giants, which just came out 3 days ago. Rated E for everyone. That's good. Well, E10 plus. Developed and published by Moving Pieces Interactive. And this is for the Xbox Series X and S and also the Xbox One as well. Here's the blurb. Simultaneously control a sword-wielding mech and a gun-slinging space frog in Shoulders of Giants, an explosively colorful sci-fi rogue light. Yes. And it does have kind of a Ratchet and Clank feel to it. Absolutely. Which would be why it's not on Sony, I would say. But my question is, Shoulders of Giants, can you play as a frog or as a salt marsh harvest mouse? That's my question. Send me the correct answer. Can you play as a frog or a salt marsh harvest mouse in Shoulders of Giants, developed and published by Moving Pieces for the Xbox Series X and S and Xbox One? Oh, by the way, I have it here for the X. And by the way, the whole time I was waiting and waiting and waiting to get my PS5, I never broke whereas to get the digital version. I just, and I'm glad I didn't, because the amount of space that these modern games take, the hard drive gets filled very, very quickly, like after like 8 games. And here's one thing about the PS5 that quite frankly stinks, is you can't play games directly off an external drive like you could on the PS4. On the PS4, I have it right now, a external hard drive, and the games would just, I mean, talk about user-friendly. I put it in and it said, yep, this matches. Anytime you put anything new on, it'll go on that, and the game will play directly off it. Well, apparently, the PS5 is just so powerful that it doesn't work. So what they say is, oh, you can get an external hard drive, but what you'll have to do is delete something from the hard drive in the console and then transfer it over. I'm like, well, ain't that about a B? That's not good. Also, just to continue on from the email about, you know, what's your biggest game you're waiting for this year? Starfield is the answer. But there's also another one that I really can't wait to see. Now, I know a lot of people are waiting for Resident Evil 4, Capcom, Captain Commando, and Resident Evil 2, Resident Evil 3, Resident Evil 7, Biohazard, Resident Evil Village. I mean, horror game remakes are all the rage. Dead Space, as I mentioned, Silent Hill 2. But Resident Evil 4, coming back, fan favorite, Leon Kennedy on a mission to save the president's daughter in a rural village in Spain, which is filled with chainsaw-wielding psychos. Yes, we'll see that again. A lot of people want to see Hollow Knight, Silk Song. This is going to be PC, Mac, Linux, Switch, PlayStation, Xbox, everything. And whenever I see the developer Team Cherry, as I squint, I always think it says Tom Clancy. No. Team Cherry. Hollow Knight is a pretty lush 2D world. And when you talk about the Metroidvania subgenre, which is a portmanteau of Metroid and Castlevania, Hollow Knight was a very, very famous, very indie title. But Hollow Knight Silk Song was supposed to be out before the pandemic and had some delays. A lot of people waiting for Marvel's Spider-Man 2, which does nothing for me, but there are a lot of people waiting on that one. Why not, Rick? But the other game that I'm really looking forward to for reals with a Z is Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. And just seeing screenshots of Link like sky or free falling from like 38,000 feet, it looks like. But this is kind of a rare direct sequel for Zelda because this is a follow-up of Breath of the Wild. Breath of the Wild now 6 years ago? What? My voice went up when it's time to 2017. And after a mysterious cataclysm upends the world of Hyrule, I mean, given that its predecessor routinely name-dropped as one of the greatest games of all time, there's plenty of expectations for fans and industry insiders, both. Knowing how long in the tooth, though, that the Switch hardware has become, it is entirely possible that this could be the swan song for the Switch. Oh, Rick, don't say it. Well, remember, Nintendo always dances to the beat of its own drummer. Always. I mean, just think about, and they'll go last, too. They'll wait for Sony and Microsoft to do something. You know? And they'll just go last. The best example of that was when the Xbox and the PS2 were doing, you know, Blu-rays and high-def discs, and then they said, we got something here called a GameCube, and it's not high-def. You're lucky you get 720p out of this. What? And then the PS3, and then the Xbox 360, whoop, whoop, this is where it's at. And they said, we're doing something called the Wii with motion. And then that took the world by storm. It doesn't always work, but that's kind of how they roll, right? I mean, if you look at a Vita, which is just a PSP with two analog sticks, it blows away, you know, Game Boys, but still, you might have Game Boy SP, Game Boy DS. People would still rather have it. They do what they want, and I respect it. And by the way, my heart is big enough for everyone. It's not like I buy a Ford, so I have to get a Calvin and Hobbes sticker of him peeing on a Chevy logo when I almost got that one, but they threw in the floor mats. Make you feel better about your purchase.
I got a PlayStation, so screw Xbox.
No, they're all great systems. They're all great. So, whether this is a swan song or not, but Nintendo has been playing it close to the chest. It's a card reference. Even more than usual, the setting, the gameplay, the plot, a lot of people find it mysterious, except for this one screenshot, as I said, of Link skydiving, it looks like, without a chute. Beginning of a James Bond movie. What was that? I think that was Moonraker. I almost said Goldmember. Reinventing the legend is their fort, and this will be one of the biggest games of the year on hype alone. Once again, The Legend of Zelda, Tears of the Kingdom, and that will be on the Nintendo Switch. I think we know why. Also, on the Switch, something that came out yesterday from Red Deer Games is called NOS. NOS stands for New Operating System. And so what it does with your Switch is it transforms into a small personal computer. You can draw, you can write, you can calculate, you can organize your day. You just play around at your convenience. Now, it's very little kid-ish. And this isn't like you're going on LinkedIn or anything. But it basically turns your Nintendo Switch into a mini tablet, is what it is. Which I think is pretty cool. It's from Red Deer Games, published and developed. And you know, they always say when you make a video game, you never know where the gamers are going to take it. Well, sometimes when you make a console or a peripheral platform, you never know where the developers are going to take it. And NOS, which just came out, does that. All right, speaking of new games coming out, Capybara Madness, it's an action game on the Switch. Trek to Yomi, this is kind of a ninja game, action adventure on the Switch. 8-Bit Adventures 2 on the PC, love 8-bits, love 8-bit music too. Age of Empires 2 Definitive Edition, it's a strategy game on the X and the S. Ink Illuminati, not Illuminati, Ink Illuminati. It's a strategy game for your phones and also the One and the X and the S. Raiden 4 versus Mikado Remix. This is a shoot 'em up shooter on the PC. Season, A Letter to the Future, an adventure game for the PS5, the PC, and the PS4. Stray Light. This is a platformer for the PS4. Super Fuse, an action RPG superhero game on the PC. Valiant Hearts, Coming Home. This is an adventure puzzle game, World War I game. This is on your phone, Google, Android, and iOS Mac store. We Were Here Forever, an adventure puzzle game for the 4 and the 5, the 1 and the X and the S. That's a story about me going to my friend's wedding. We Were Here Forever. Yes. Gunscape, a shooter on the Switch. Albacete Warrior, action-adventure indie game, also on the Switch. The Last Starship, this is early access indie sim strategy game on the PC. A couple more for the Switch. Cuddly Forest Friends, a party game. Crypto Mining Simulator, an idle game simulator for the Switch. I said Switch. Delirium, adventure point-and-click on the 4. Deliver Us Mars, an adventure game on all the big boy systems. Drain Us, one word, shoot 'em up on the Switch. Fashion Police Squad, which is a first-person shooter on all the big systems. Heaven Dust Collection, an action-adventure indie RPG. Jumbo Airport Story, a casual indie sim simulation game for the Switch. Switch also has Life is Strange 2, Adventure Episodic. The Switch also has Monster Girls and the Mysterious Adventure 2, an indie RPG roguelike simulation strategy. Parish, first-person shooter on the PC. And finally, Volcano Princess, a sim on the personal computer. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with the cheat code on the Video Game Review.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a Pack Rat. Join the Pack Rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, Pack Rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, closing out the video game review in our customary fashion by talking about cheat codes for older games. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's the email address. My voice just got deeper, like Barry White. All right. I have one here from Fresno, California, from Fred. Fred says, Rick, you got any cheats for Airblade? So more of a generic question. I do. Airblade is an old PS2 game. And you pause the game. I got three cheats for you. Pause the game, and they're pretty easy. For level select, square, circle, triangle, square, square, circle, start. Square, circle, triangle, square, square, circle, start. For invincibility, square, circle, triangle, X. Square, circle, start. Once again, square, circle, triangle, X, square, circle, start. Wonder if somebody's tuning in right now. What is this show? What is this? And then finally, you can pass through objects. Pause the game. Airblade on the PS2. Square, circle, square, circle, square, circle, start. Once again, the Circle Square Theater. No, that was in San Carlos. It's not there anymore. All right. Square, circle, square. Circle, square, circle, start. There it is. Cheat codes. Gave a game away. We got it in. Where did the hour go? Oh, it flew by because we had just so much fun. Be back next week. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.